Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
Hey, on today's catch-up, Matt drops his hits from your hood for Queen's Park.
Claire put us through a Fleetwood Mac quiz.
Andrew Gaff was here from the Eagles.
And what's the ad you can't get out of your head? Start the car.
This Big Breakfast catch-up is for ABC Blinds up to 50% off sale.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, East Vic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Hits from your hood.
Oh, my friends, when this suburb came up on our spinning wheel,
yep,
the suburb of Queen's Park, I immediately went into just a reverie of memories,
mm-hmm,
if that's the right word.
Reverie.
Yeah, reverie. It was a reverie. But my Nana and Pop lived there on George Street, which then became Mallard Way. It was always, sure, we're going to see Nana and Pop in Queen's Park.
Yep.
Yeah, we lived with them for quite a while when my parents split up, on and off many times, once in a caravan out in the backyard there. I played for Queen's Park Soccer Club.
Yep.
Queen's Park was a big part of my life,
yep,
right?
Yep.
So I get this song, go and start doing some research, as I always do. First thing I do, yep, punch in the suburb name into the maps.
Sure, mm-hmm. Queen's Park in your blood.
Gives me, you know, the suburb comes up as a different colour.
Yep.
Sure.
The house that they lived in wasn't in Queen's Park.
No! you're joking.
I went into a spiral of disappointment. Well, I just had to write a different song.
Okay, so here this is the song. Matt's Hits from your hood. Here we go.
Nan and Pa. Every now and then I think about the good times I spent as a boy in Queen's Park.
With Nan and Pa.
Every now and then I remember the warm feelings there with my bro and my mom.
Memories.
Every now and then I think about baking biscuits with my Nana there on Mallard Way. The little five-row house that my pop would hose down at the end of a hot summer's day.
Queen's Park, next stop.
Conductor on the train he used to call.
Queen's Park, next stop.
Nana and Pop, they were my
Italian friends.
Hanging with my best mate Eddie and his brothers in the house in Toledo.
What's that smell?
Every now and then I get a whiff of a memory. Conjures Coronation Hotel.
All eyes down.
Bingo at the Queen's Park Rec Center. Cigarette smoke kind of burning my eyes.
Nightmare stuff.
Remember when a skydiver's chute wouldn't open? It fell and the Paul bloke died.
It happens.
Walking with them around Carousel.
Up Queen's Park.
It was heaven, but it turned to hell.
Oh.
When I opened up Google Maps and typed in my grandparents' address, memories they come flooding back. Doing skills training down at Coca. Playing for Queen's Park Soccer Club. With some St. Joseph's kids, knowing my way around the holiday line. The sun was always shining, there was so little crime.
Little crime.
And I noticed something, I'm taken aback. Something looking very wrong on my Google map. Childhood was nothing but lies. The house I loved right there in Queen's Park wasn't in the borders of Queen's Park.
Once upon a time I was smiling as I thought of childhood time spent in Queen's Park. But according to the map, the house wasn't in Queen's Park. They didn't live in Queen's Park.
It's not in Queen's Park.
Yeah.
It was Kennington.
Tell me,
The borders haven't changed, have they, Matt? They haven't changed.
I don't know what's happened.
Oh, I loved that song.
That was so good.
That was excellent.
I just wanted to know what suburb it was. It was Cannington.
That was a ripper.
Yeah. I don't know what's happened. It was Queen's Park and now it ain't.
Wow.
Oh, that was beautiful. I loved that journey. Thanks.
Yeah,
that was brilliant.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac. It's
Clancy's
Mac Attack.
Okay, so we've got some questions for you, which may vary in difficulty, but okay. You also do have a little bit of assistance. So first on the line is Damo. Good morning, Damo from Kewdale. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Good.
Okay. So who would you like to play for, Damo? Who are you playing with? Kimber or Matt?
I'll go Matt after the morning's performance of that song.
Yeah, it was a beautiful
bless you, buddy.
Great
Park.
Song.
Damo, you're locked in. You're going to be there for Matt. He gets to use you just for one question as a bit of a phone a friend.
That was some of his best work since he's 38 seconds in Japanese.
Yeah. Hey! He's in it longer than that. At least a minute.
What a 38 seconds it was.
What are you two doing out there?
Damo's done his research.
He has.
And Janelle in Ravenswood. Right. Morning, Janelle. You're going to be playing with Kimber.
Good morning, yeah, thank you.
Good morning, Janelle. Look, I'll do my best. I'm not great at quizzes, we all know that. I'm quite notorious for failing, but we're in it together.
I'm sure you'll do well.
Okay.
Okay, you two. So you both, we put those two in the vault for this point in time. In the cone of silence. But your questions start right now. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, you two, name this Fleetwood Mac song.
Tell Me Lies are the Lies. Oh.
Technically, Matt yelled out, so.
That's incorrect. Kimber, do you want to have a go?
Little Lies.
No. Both incorrect.
Bugger.
The song is Everywhere.
Oh, right? It is Everywhere, actually.
Sorry.
Damo and Janelle have just their loss.
You can use your phone a friend right there.
Oh, okay, but it's okay. So quick. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Quick. So the current score check, I think you know what it is.
0-0.
0-0.
I hope you've got a lot of questions.
Oh, really? If someone gets one right, they might be a winner right here. Question number two. Here we go. What's the name of the song with the lyrics, "Thunder only happens when it's raining"?
Far out.
Can I go to my phone, friend?
I know
can,
this.
Matt can go to Damo.
I'm going to Damo here.
Yeah, Damo's in Kewdale.
Oh, mate, thunder only happens in a room.
Do you know the name of the song? We did this because it's a trick question. Haven't got it?
No.
It's up to you, Matt. Can you do it?
Oh, thunder only happens.
Kimber, are you Googling?
No, I'm not. My brain's just shut down.
Is it called Rumours?
The song is called Dreams.
It's not Dreams. It's one of the most obvious ones too as well. Dreams. Janelle, I'm sorry, hon. My brain just, yeah.
Okay, next one.
Janelle's like, come on, Kimber, for goodness sake.
Okay, well, two trick questions. The score is still nil all.
They're not like even trick questions. Cup they're like game. Quite generic and we're terrible.
We picked that because it was the toughest one of all. Okay, which Fleetwood Mac member does this voice belong to?
You can associate with what I was going through.
Mick Fleetwood.
Incorrect. Kimber?
This song would bring up this.
Peter Green.
You're killing me, you two. You didn't go to your phone a friend, Kimber.
No.
That is the bass player extraordinaire, John McVie.
Oh, yeah. John.
Well, who knows him anyway?
I should have got an extra point for knowing Peter Green was in the band.
Yeah. Hey, Janelle, we'll just bring you into play just quickly. Yeah, do you know the score right now? Can you give that and give us an update?
I think it's nil all.
It is.
Oh, wow. We're quite pathetic.
Okay. It's keeping the tension, though, isn't it?
Okay, what is this Fleetwood Mac song in reverse?
Kimber. Don't Stop.
Don't Stop, really? You sure?
Go on. Yeah!
Yeah!
I'm on the board, Janelle. We're on the board, babe.
That's not really fair.
Why?
Well, because Kimber has a history of devil worshipping and playing records backwards.
Hey,
I know, but
go against your parents and do that, and this is where you end up.
Yeah,
one score on the board.
She was a bit of a goth. The score is Kimber 1.
Well, how come I can't hear him when you're playing him forward? You play it backwards, and I'm like, I know that one.
You're both an idiot. You're both pretty hopeless. That's
all right.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, Matt 0. Kimber's on 1.
Come on.
Closest to the pin. How old is Mick Fleetwood?
77.
77. Kimber, what's your guess?
72.
No, you're not going to your phone a friend. Kimber's gone with 72.
You should really be asking. It's too late.
Do you want to?
Can I ask? Yeah, like, can we ask out? Let's go to Janelle. Janelle, what do you think?
72.
You're happy with 72?
Can I ask Damo what he would have said?
Yeah.
Damo, what have you said?
What was that question?
How old is Mick Fleetwood, the drummer extraordinaire?
Oh, gee. Yeah.
Have a guess.
I'll have a ping at
71.
Yeah, try and stay focused, will you, Damo?
Damo gave up on you two questions ago.
I think they both gave up on you. All right. Okay, so you locked in 77, is that right? Kimber went 72. The answer is 72.
We're nailing it.
Kimber's had a win. Her favourite Fleetwood Mac song is Gypsy. And the Gypsy has a win.
Gypsy, we get a win, Janelle.
Well done.
We came through at the last minute.
Oh, good.
We won. I don't know what we win, but hey, we won.
Yeah.
We'll leave you with the producer. The producer will give you a prize.
We'll go through the prize cupboard. We'll find something for you, Janelle.
Oh, thank you.
Do you like that? We built that real tension. We built it up, made it seem like we weren't going to win, and then just like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure at the end.
The final score in the Mac attack, Kimber 2, Matt 0. You're looking despondent over there, mate.
I'm sorry, Damo. Sorry, buddy.
Is Damo gone?
Damo?
He's gone.
No,
okay, Damo?
It's that 38-second slur again.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You put me off.
I'm going to watch Japanese Story
thanks,
again.
Thanks, Damo. Thanks, Janelle. It was a very well put together quiz, though. Thank you, Clarzy.
Yes,
very reasonable.
Yeah, it was a bit of fun. Enjoy the gig on the weekend.
Can't wait.
Oh, the mighty flip.
Might learn a thing or two.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Shut up. The boys on the radio.
He's an All-Australian, the best wingman in AFL. And he's our man inside the West Coast Eagles. Let's talk footy with Andrew Gaff for Automasters.
Percentage aside, we now have three top teams in the AFL. They are Geelong, West Coast and Brisbane. And that's got to be pretty good for you, one Andrew Gaff.
Hey, g'day, guys. And before I start, I just want to say that Kimber, I noticed the hair this morning.
Oh, thanks, Gabby.
Very nice.
Well done.
Oh, thanks, mate.
I like a couple others.
Good on you, Gaff.
We did notice it. It was half an hour after she got in. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, Gaffy, I mean, you know, the boys told me I needed to pump you up a bit with a bit of a coach speech, but I'm a bit more no frills than that, so I'm just going to repeat exactly what Clarzy said so that you know you guys have to keep winning.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah. Well, like, it's an important part of the season right now, and so from here on out, like, you've got to keep winning.
It is, I know. It's obvious. I know it's 100% right.
Well, we'll come from, you know, Simo's offsider here.
That's right. That's right. It's funny how you see in a few shows they're predicting what's going to happen in the next 3 weeks.
Yep.
The first week of finals is going to look like, and there's no point.
No.
There's literally no point until maybe the last round because it's how close the season been and who's getting 9 a week and they're tipping every week. It's just not happening.
Well, who would have picked Freo to beat Geelong over here on the
weekend? Oh, that's right.
No, we give you the next 3 weeks off then because we sort of don't need to talk about it?
Yeah, maybe. I need to knuckle down.
The only time I got 9 is when I didn't do my own tips. And speaking of
got the away teams.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is this week again.
Now, Kimber doesn't just take a no-frills approach to coaching. She also takes it to her hair.
That's a joke.
That's an explanation.
When you have to say it's a joke.
Well, you know what? That was, you think I'd know by now, is that if I'd thrown that joke in right when you said no frills, great. But a minute and a half later, it's gone. Let it go, Dictinsky.
Hey, mate, I liked it.
It was, you know, really. You know what? Clarzy, you go.
I'm going.
I'm giving myself a 1 minute ban.
Oh, loosey goosey.
I'm giving you a blue card. You know what that means? Now, there'll be some blue things in Canberra tonight because Gaffy, we're talking Canberra Oval, GWS playing the Hawks. That's cold footy.
Oh, how good. 1 degree, wet, cold, potential snow.
Oh.
I'm sure there'll be a few long sleeve jumpers. I reckon that's one of the few times.
Yeah, do you do an extra warm up? What do? You just for 4 warm ups or something before a really cold day?
Oh, surely you've got to get to the ground 2.5 hours beforehand as opposed to 1.5, 2 like we do.
Do you have a winter uniform? Those... Can you throw on a jumper and still play?
So at our club, we don't have any long sleeve jumpers.
Oh,
right.
That's a shame.
Rightly or wrongly. Mm. I think because over here, we don't have to worry about it too much about that cold. But some of the Melbourne teams would all have one, I think, and whether it's something that we change in the next year or so, I don't know.
I hope one of them wears it and then it goes, oh, it's my lucky charm and now I have to wear it every game and then they're having to wear a long sleeve sweater for the entire season.
Oh, bring back Wally Matera. He used to wear a long jumper.
That's right. When it starts to get warm towards the end of the season, it's 25, 28 degrees. You've got to still wear a long sleeve and you're sweating
but
the river.
You've got to look after the hammies, don't you? I mean, it's serious cold and it changes for you guys how you feel when you're out there.
Oh, that's right. It's totally different. And when I played in the International Rules, the Gaelic Tour a couple of years ago in Ireland, we played in Dublin at 7 p.m. Right. And that was about 1 degree as well. And I started in a long sleeve. And it's funny, once you run around, you get pretty warm. I get pretty warm and took that off at quarter time. But it's very, very different over there. And hopefully all the boys are safe tonight.
The wind chill factor.
Yeah.
That's the killer in Canberra.
Yeah, choose your value, that warm shower.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It stings.
It stings you when you first hop in, yeah.
God, memories. Hey, Adelaide.
Oh, you're back.
They're weird. I mean, both the Adelaide sides are very difficult to pick because one week they'll beat anyone and then you think, well, what happened there?
Ayres be going over there at the moment, but Adelaide, looking at Adelaide's team, they're a very experienced team. They don't have too many young guys playing, working their way.
Flogs.
Yeah. They don't have too many young guys, which is probably a little bit of a mystery as to why they haven't been performing at the absolute best, but they won on the weekend. It's amazing what a win can do to your confidence, and hopefully we can stop that this weekend and keep going on our way, but it's going to be a lot tougher than perhaps a lot of people think.
Yeah. Okay, Gaffy, as if this forward line isn't potent enough, a bloke called Cripps coming back in would be pretty handy, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's going well at the moment. Yeah, we've got a lot of speed, and Jamie complements that speed with gut running, hard work, and he's probably one of the most underrated players in our team, if not the comp, along with Brad Shepherd at our team. So we love having him back. We probably rested him one more extra week to make sure he's 100%, and he's going to be good, and he complements those guys so well. And we see how well guys like Liam Ryan, Petrocelli's come back in the last couple of weeks. Jared Cameron has kicked a lot of goals in his first season, so we feel like we've got that dual thread of tall guys that have been around for a long time in Jack and Josh, but also the young quick guys that can complement them when the ball hits the ground.
I'll tell you what, mate, finals time, there's going to be a couple of stories where someone's going to miss out who probably deserves to be there.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It always happens.
That's the way it works. Hey, good luck on the weekend, bud.
Good on you guys. Everything Perth for
Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
My partner T often says, wake me up before you go-go, but she tends to stay in bed.
Surprise.
Mm. Like you said, T off then to start the day here, a little round of golf. And today we're looking at the start of a beautiful bunch of days, partly cloudy and 19 and fine for the weekend. We can handle that. English-born funny man Ross Noble. He's from Newcastle upon Tyne, of all places.
Geordie.
He was nominated for a Laurence Olivier Award for his performance in Young Frankenstein, but stages and screens across the planet since. Mm. His name is Ross Noble. He's playing the Astor tonight and tomorrow night. Tickertech.com.au. Ross Noble, good morning. Welcome, mate.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, mate. You well?
Yeah, full of beans.
Good man.
Right. Ross, we'll get to your show in a second, but I did see on Twitter that you're looking for Meccano pieces, some sort of cogs for some wheels. What are you building?
You see, I tour around the country and I have a few weeks off and then I've become obsessed with building Lego stuff with my kids. So that's been my main driving force. You know, when you see these like actors and stuff and they say, people go, so what have you got coming up? And you're supposed to say well, I've got a few films now. People say to me, what projects are you working on? You go, I'm doing a big spider that eyes light up. Yeah, that's what that was about. Normally I try and keep Twitter to just post kind of information about my shows, you know, just funny things I've seen and that. But every now and again, I use it where you should really use Google and you think, I can't find what I want. I need some cogs this size. Who can help me?
Well, mate, we're so looking forward to seeing you, and you're doing gigs all over the state. And the press release says to us, what happens when pure comedy takes human form? Now, the show's called Humoroid. Love the title. What's it going to be about?
Well, that press release also says, just underneath it, it says, nobody knows because that's not a thing.
Sure.
You have to do a press release to kind of say what the show's about, but my show's about nothing and about everything. It hasn't got a theme. It's very fashionable to have a theme.
Yeah.
And I tell you about all the terrible, dark things that's happened in my life. But to be honest, the only thing that's really obsessing me at the moment, and I can't guarantee I'll talk about this, is, you know, the Amy insurance advert?
Yes.
Yeah, creepy hood girl.
Me, or have they got the most terrible wigs? I've got a feeling all those women in the Amy advert are completely bald. And the second they get off the phone, they just rip those wigs off and they've got weird alien heads. And that's what's been catching my attention. Lego, and alien-headed insurance women.
It's a life well lived, buddy. No doubt about it.
Very disturbing what's going on there, Ross.
That could be a thing.
Ross, my current ad obsession is the Cadbury one. Have you seen that where the little girl plays with buttons and junk toys for a family block and the guy says yes and she gives it to a mum? That's not good for kids.
Yes, I have seen that advert because I shout at the telly because I think the next advert should be her outside in the street with the mum going, "Where did you get that chocolate from?" And her just going, "Oh, the man, I just gave him some. You didn't have any money. Where did you get that chocolate from?" "No, but the man inside, I gave him some buttons. You seriously telling me that you gave him some buttons and you gave him some chocolate? You stole that chocolate."
Hey, good on you, Ross. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, and it's very much humanoid, not hemorrhoid.
We'll get the cream. Thanks, bud.
All right. Bye.
Ross Noble, of course, you can see his show, Humoroid, tonight, tomorrow night at the Astor, tickertech.com.au. He's on a point there, isn't he, at 7:09, talking about the ads that just drive you nuts or the ones that stick in your mind.
I'm going to look at that Amy ad with new eyes.
Yeah, I've never noticed before.
No.
Creepy hair. Haven't. I can't stand that Skoda ad. You know the one with the car and it's got that little kid, she's singing this.
Oh, this one?
Oh. I don't understand the ad. I think it's ridiculous.
Australia's Got Talent.
Well, I took to Twitter and said, "Someone explain what this means," and the listeners told me what it is about. But I'm like, if I have to ask people what the ad's trying to convey, I don't think it's working.
No, yeah. I do spend a lot of time yelling at the ads.
Yeah.
It's a family pastime in
my
place.
They get under my skin.
Well, you could get down to see Rick Astley supporting AHA Live as our caller of the day.
What do you have to do?
This is a beauty. Give us a call. This is A Day in the Green, Wednesday, the 19th of February at Kings Park and Botanic Gardens. Tickets are on sale through Ticketmaster. Tell us about the ad that's in, it's, you know, sticking in your craw.
Oh, God.
That's
give
all
us
you
a
have
call.
To do.
1-333-53. The ad that you can't get out of your head. You can't believe they made it.
Yeah.
We want to hear about it.
Yeah, and they play it every ad break in your favourite show.
Yes.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
The genius behind a lot of the songs of NXS, I mean, we've lost Michael Hutchence, but one Andrew Farris is releasing his solo single today.
Is it?
Great. It's a country single from his album, which is out next year. So look, if you're a fan of NXS, very different style of music. Come Midnight is out today for one Andrew Farris.
Okay.
Yeah. Excellent.
Spoke to Ross Noble earlier. He's getting fired up about some TV commercials, wasn't he?
He doesn't like the wigs on the ladies on the Amy ad.
Which I've never noticed until now. Can't stop seeing it now.
All very different looking girls, but they make them up the same and they've got the same wig.
Yeah. Well, we want to know what is the ad that you just can't get out of your head for whatever reason that is. Emma's in Byford. Emma, what's yours?
Mine's a chicken treat ad.
Okay.
The one where the window fogs up and it says the word moist.
Oh, yeah, and you just see the chicken's foot on the window, right?
Yeah.
Are you one of those people with a problem with the word moist, Emma?
Yes, I am, and I don't usually say the word. I usually spell it.
Right. Oh. I would say we're privileged. You did it for us.
Okay, Emma, can I ask you one question? Because I have this conversation with my sister. She's just like you. What do you use to describe a really moist piece of cake? Because I don't think there's any other word for it.
It's wet. It's either wet or dry.
Wet or dry cake.
Would you like some wet cake, anyone?
Yeah, I can't stand the word with food.
Okay, well, we're really privileged that you said it.
Thank you. Yes.
Well done.
That's sort of a therapy for Emma.
No, she's shaking in the corner now.
She is, yeah. Let's go to Yokine. Adam, what is the ad you can't get out of your head?
It's my girlfriend, actually. The old IKEA ads where, you know, the woman would get the receipt and then she'd look at it and then come running out.
Oh, yeah.
So start the car and the music.
Yeah. Yep.
My girlfriend would... If she heard it from wherever she was in the house, I swear, Usain Bolt to the front room, just to mute it or change it.
Oh, really?
It annoyed her. Okay, because a lot of people like that ad.
Yeah, I love IKEA, you know. It's good stuff.
Oh, there she is.
There it is. She's got a bargain. Start the car.
And she would guarantee right now she'd be turning down the radio.
Really?
Oh, wow.
It just really affected her emotionally.
She cannot stand it.
Also, it's a tough one because it became part of our vocab. People just use it
not
now.
Not Happy Jan.
Yeah, like not Happy Jan. People start so you can't get away. Thanks, Adam.
They work their way into popular culture, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do.
Good at Lansdale. G'day, Steve. What's the ad that's playing on your mind?
It's not so much one ad, but rather a series of any sort of cat food or wet dog food commercial that would play, particularly when you're sitting down to dinner.
Oh, yes.
complete with the sound effects, and it automatically brings up all sorts of nasty feelings. And it was particularly my father used to absolutely detest it. We used to sit down for dinner, and he would just go mental turning the TV off, saying, "Why are we serving this food during the same time as we're having these ads on?" and all the rest of it. So it sort of fell from there.
Well, yeah. Particularly these days, Steve, when you're looking at what they're eating, thinking, that looks bloody better than what I'm having.
Pretty flash. Hey, Steve, by the way, mate, we call it moist cat food.
Well, whenever it comes out of a sachet, that's particularly great as well.
Yeah.
Oh, here's one for you and for this.
Whiskers oh so meaty.
Oh, excellent. I'll go heat that up.
Oh so meaty.
Thanks, Steve.
You know what I've noticed? That there's a lot of ads these days that are like, we will do anything for you. We care about your family. Oh. And the more it sounds and looks like they care, the more evil the product.
Yes.
Or the business.
It's so true. He's Matt's spitting at us while he talks.
You just spit out a tooth?
Yeah.
Did the bank do that to you?
Which bank?
Breakfast with the Lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Trousers.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Take out.
She's a reader, but here's watching King Miss.
Hey, Paul, did you notice Kimber's haircut?
I couldn't say anything because I hadn't actually seen her in person, but from behind I could see the bob. No, I knew
she had it. To be fair, Paulie goes straight into a different studio. You guys sat next to me. Matt even came over and showed me videos of his dog. That's how much he doesn't look at me.
Oh, sorry.
I noticed that Florence...
I was going to say something as soon as I saw you in person because I could see it from behind. So it was very easy for me to see it from
here. It's okay,
here.
Guys.
I noticed that Matt's dog had a haircut.
I just don't like change.
What's going on, Matty?
All right. Have we played the music?
Yeah, okay, good.
Hey,
about 10 minutes ago.
Now, he said haircut.
Okay. Yeah. Now, that's right, yeah. Now, when you go on vacation, there's usually a checklist, right? Like, what am I going to do with the pets?
Oh, yeah.
What am I going to do with the mail?
Yeah.
You know, the bins? Yeah. Have I got all that organised?
Sure.
And, of course, who's going to water the plants?
Yes.
Not just the outdoor stuff, but the indoor plants.
Oh, the indoor ones.
Now, you've just gone and got yourself a pot plant, as in a plant.
I love indoor plants. I got a bunch of them.
Yes.
I love them.
You have, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I love them.
But it's, what am I going to do when I go away for a while, right?
It's the worst.
Well, no fear, because there is now a hotel in London that is open just for plants.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that heartbreak hotel.
Yeah. So no plant-related heartbreak,
The Patch Plant Hotel. I mean, there's people all over Perth going, I've got a hotel for plants too, mate, called a grow room. But this is a hotel where they will look after your plant and they will give it food and drinks.
That's the best idea.
It's clever.
Very clever.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is that when you think about it, poor old pot plants are usually the first casualty when rock bands go rampaging through a hotel room.
True. The things they'll do in there.
Yeah. So how does a pot plant go on a hotel room rampage?
They can't throw a TV out the window, can they?
They can't. No. I mean, it could be just aphids, loose bugs, even caterpillars.
That's a good idea, though, because most people, when you give them their plants, indoor plants particularly, they're very fussy. They're really hard work. And so people will kill them for you instantly.
What if there's a size limit? You roll up with a giant tree or something? What happens there?
I don't know.
I guess it's just the size that Kimber's got at her place.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want my plants near anyone else's plants because I can't be certain that they don't have diseases.
I'd
have to keep them separate.
You're a plant germaphobe as well.
You have to. Wow. Plants share germs like a lot.
And do you go, has your plant been done? Has it been fixed?
Cross-pollination.
There you go.
It's hard work. Those who are collecting indoor plants know. They know the pain.
Okay. Gee, I've learned something. Yeah. I like her. She's got a new sort of haircut attitude this morning.
She has a little bit. And there's an Australian Crawl song where they sing about the house is full of furniture and the garden's full of furniture, the house is full of plants. It's Kimber's place.
It is.
In the song Beautiful People.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Your Big Breakfast, Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber here. Look, this month, you enjoy the 50% off. Extra savings, unreal, at ABC Blinds.
The Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Sorting the winners from the wooden spooners. AFL footy tipping on The Big Breakfast. Brought to you by Channel 7, The West Australian, The Sunday Times, Mazda and Mix 94.5 with thanks to our official partner, Tab Touch. Go to thegame.com.au.
still not too late to sign up. You could win the Mazda BT50 XTR. Could be all yours. We have a new leader amongst us.
Oh, who is it?
Who do you reckon?
It's definitely not me, is it?
It's Matt Dictinsky over here.
Yeah, I mean, thanks. I don't want to gloat. I mean, I understand the way the game's played a little better than you guys.
Yeah, I don't think you can gloat when we're still like 14 points off everybody else who's tipping.
Oh, Monica Kosh is in my sights now. One behind Moni. I've got to get her.
You are only one behind.
You know, that's been my project all year, to beat Monica Kosh. I don't know why.
Maybe when we start calling her Monica Kosh, we might get closer. Spaghetti-o.
I like Kosh.
Sorry, Monica.
I like David Kosh too.
I thought I was being European.
Matt right now is on 106. I'm on 105. I'm going for Freo this week. You've both picked St Kilda.
Yes. Okay, so it's now the time to admit that I failed to get my tips in time.
I thought you said you understood the game.
I do, and by failing to get my tips in, I prove that I understand.
So they've chosen tips for you.
They have.
Oh, this could be what puts you behind, though. Claire's, you could get ahead on this one because you don't know.
Well, the last time I forgot to put my tips in, I think I got 9. So
Kimber's bringing up,
and there were only 8 in the round.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
It was brilliant.
Kimber's got 103. So they're the only two that we've got differently. But if I beat you this weekend, I'm calling you Matt Dictinsky, and you can call me Dan Clare.
I'm sorry, Monica. I didn't know that.
They're both on Channel 7,
it's
mate.
It's okay. She understands because she knows that you call Kanye West Kane. So it's fine. She's understanding.
Thank you.
Footy tipping, never too late to have a crack and see if you can win that big Mazda for the weekend.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Oh, do tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
You've got the entertainment world covered. Kimber, what's coming up in the juice today?
Oh, no rest for the wicked. The Block is already on the hunt for its 2020 contestant.
This year, things are different. Times have changed. The market's changed. Of course, 2018, well, that was cause for great celebration.
But 2019, that's a different story.
Ooh. But 2020's going to be even bigger.
And in 2021, you don't want to bloody know what we're going to do.
Well, it might be hosted by George Colombaris.
Yeah. They are looking for enthusiastic, motivated, hardworking teams of two. Oh. It's understood that they'll be planning 5 homes in Brighton in Melbourne's Bayside area, but that is not confirmed. Oh. Couples have to be between 18 and 65 and available for a 10 to 12-week shoot in late January 2020.
Can you get out of Melbourne, please? Come to Perth.
Yeah, I know,
well,
but you know what?
Put off by our market, so
haven't we all?
And make the investment and go, ooh.
I do like, though, that in the actual casting sheet, they say they're looking for long-term couples, family teams, and enduring friendships need only apply.
Okay.
So if you think, you know, because they don't want to see relationship breakups on the show. Not interested.
Sure, they don't want to see that. So they that'd make terrible television.
They use the word enduring, so if you've got a bit of a flaky relationship with a friend, don't apply.
Exactly, it's got to be enduring.
Could we apply as a threesome?
I reckon we could.
We might have something to do in January 2020, like this job, for example.
Yeah. Well, hey, Maddie. I think us applying for threesome is a different show altogether.
The deadline to apply is midnight, the 15th of September. You can go to castersugar.com if you want to check that out. Rumours are swirling that Beyonce is pregnant.
Oh, really?
Really?
And the rumours are ludicrous.
Yeah.
There's a series of photos on Instagram that Beyonce's put up. She's wearing a lilac checkered wrap dress.
Oh, what?
And lavender sunglasses. Oh. And she's posing with some violet hydrangeas and a purple handbag.
Oh, she is.
And because she's holding the handbag slightly near her stomach, and people think she's hiding a baby bump. I mean, honestly, the woman is 37 years old. She's got 3 kids. God forbid if she showed a belly at all. And I'm sure you can get a belly other ways than just being pregnant.
Yeah.
It happens to all of us.
Okay. So there's nothing symbolic about all those other things you mentioned?
A few people have said that the colour purple is some sort of, you know, divine intervention of some sort.
But it's always attached to royalty, purple.
Yeah, and Freo Dockers.
Yeah.
Well, as I said, royalty.
But royalty, a bit of a far cry from babies, right? But
not with baby.
You know, there are people in Hollywood, it's their job to just watch her stomach.
Yeah,
that's sad.
Imagine if that was your gig.
Yeah, there'd be paps who got that job.
Another job I could do.
Work on his optimism?
I've got a better gig for you, and need to sort of be like these guys. Okay. Emmy award-winning Game of Thrones creators.
Yeah.
David Benioff and D.B. Weiss.
Yeah, D.B. Sure.
They found a new platform, right? They were reportedly approached by a lot of major studios, but it ultimately came down to the big 3, Netflix, Disney and Amazon. And these two are the hottest dudes on the planet now. Sure. Everyone wants their stuff because Game of Thrones was was a huge success.
Yeah, so hot right now.
Yeah, and now the boys have signed an overall deal to develop new films and series for Netflix.
Okay.
So they've chosen Netflix as their thing. And according to sources, Netflix threw a 9-figure deal at them. What the hell is that? What is 9 figures?
Hundreds of millions?
Is it hundreds of millions?
Well, a million is 7.
That's a bill.
It's hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
Because they
made one successful TV show.
But what's the problem? The problem with that is that, you know, people will come to them with really interesting ideas about sort of a modern, maybe rom-com set in an urban environment. They go, yeah, but what about where are the swords and the dragons and stuff?
Well, actually, no, they're going to be busy because they're working on the Star Wars project that they signed on to in like 2018.
Projects that they got on the
so run. So they'll be, yeah, but they would have got paid nothing for that one because that was before they were super accessible and wanted.
I can't even get the dishes done.
And can Captain Paul be our new paymaster at work? Because he just made $100 billion.
No, it should have been 10 years.
I love it.
I came down to where it should be.
Josh Frydenberg's running the economy.
Paul has moved the decimal point. It's great. In our favour.
That's your daily juice.
Well done.
Breakfast with the Lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Near the end of our focus this week on homelessness in Perth and around our state, it has been Homelessness Week. And I say we wrap it up. You hope that people's thoughts aren't in that kind of mode of wrapping up. You want to continue to think about it.
Yeah, we've got to think about it, and especially the number of people who, it's not just about those that you see sleeping out on the street. Rise in homelessness is really happening with couch surfers, people who are staying with friends and family, staying in tents in people's backyards.
Yeah, and cars and car parks all over the city.
It's everywhere, and the stories I heard from the people on the street, I'm telling you, it can happen to any of us in a moment.
Absolutely.
It is incredible how easy it is to find yourself out there, so just have a little compassion and try and help others.
Yeah, and you know, we're great in this country. Days like Anzac Day, for example, where we talk about the Aussie spirit and no one gets left behind. And they're wonderful values. I don't want us to lose that kind of looking out for your mate. But we have to make sure that that goes into our everyday life. And when we see people in trouble, we don't judge them. We try not to be fearful of them, but we look for ways to make this a better place.
Absolutely. And we heard some of the audio we heard. And Kimby, you went out, of course, with the Salvos, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Salvos. Oh, they're doing a fantastic job.
And some of this was quite moving.
This lady we're going to see now, Jill, she's been homeless for quite a long time. She's come in off the streets with her family, but not for long. She just chooses not to be a burden on them. And she sits on a chair and sleeps on her head on the bag. Every night.
See, obviously, it's very sad that she doesn't want to be a burden on her family.
And Jill's in her 60s. Yeah. Mm. Imagine being out there in your 60s, sleeping in the streets of Perth.
Sitting in a chair,
just terrible.
Waking up with a sore neck, probably the least of her problems if you think about how cold she'd be and how distraught she'd be.
Oh, and safety, just your own safety. It was a real eye-opener. There's lots of information at mix.com.au for services that are doing a great job out there. But, you know, all the homeless people I spoke to just said, please acknowledge us. Please give us a smile. Ask us how our day is. Say hello. Even if you're not going to give change, they just want to feel like they're people and that they're worth something.
Yep, too right.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning.
Look out.
It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Yeah, I was thinking about technology yesterday and I thought, I wonder what my parents did to fight boredom before the internet.
Yeah.
Anyway, I asked my 17 brothers and sisters. They didn't know either, so.
Nice.
Now that's an end of a week.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for ABC Blinds up to 50% off sale.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.